When I was in middle school, a poisonous spider bit my right hand. I ran to my mom for help, but instead of taking me to a doctor, my mom set my hand on fire. After wrapping my hand with several layers of cotton, then soaking it in wine, she put a chopstick into my mouth and ignited the cotton. Heat quickly penetrated the cotton and began to roast my hand. The searing pain made me want to scream, but the chopstick prevented it. All I could do was watch my hand burn. 1 minute, then 2 minutes, until my mom put out the fire. You see, the part of China I grew up in was a rural village, and at that time, pre-industrial. When I was born, my village had no cars, no telephones, no electricity, not even running water. And we certainly didn't have access to modern medical resources. There was no doctor my mom could bring me to see about the spider bite. For those who study biology, you may have grasped the science behind my mom's cure. Heat deactivates proteins, and a spider's venom is simply a form of protein. It's cool how that folk remedy actually incorporates basic biochemistry, isn't it? But I'm a PhD student in biochemistry at Harvard. I now know that better, less painful, and less risky treatments existed. So I can't help but ask myself why I didn't receive one at the time. 15 years have passed since that incident. I'm happy to report that my hand is fine.